Mojo 50.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
American Huck Radio.
That's right, American Huck Radio Saturday edition. That means it's the Rock'em Sock'em Saturday show. But before the show can go, we can't do it until you get your daily hello. All right, a background music. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's the 359th day with six remaining in 2020. Oh my gosh, it's almost over. Let's get a new sounder. Today is Christmas Day. Traditionally, Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Non-religious people and those of different faiths celebrate the day as a cultural event. This holiday is derived from the Old English Christmas, which means Christ Mass. Today, Christmas is a public holiday in most countries. One of the most popular Christmas customs is gift giving. This custom has its roots in the Magi, who brought gifts to Jesus shortly after his birth. It's also Alphabet Day or Noel Day. That brings a pun to Christmas Day. The play on words is a pun on the word Noel, which is especially notable during Christmas because it means to be born. It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. Yum! To make a pumpkin pie, the pulp of a pumpkin is mixed with eggs, evaporated and or sweetened condensed milk and sugar, and is typically flavored with cinnamon, cloves, and ginger. Pumpkin pie became popular, a familiar addition to Thanksgiving dinner in the early 17th century when the pilgrims brought it back to England, New England. Initially, the pumpkin pie was prepared by stuffing the pumpkin with apples, spices, and sugar, and then baking it whole. Wow. It's day 650 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who will be on at 8 o'clock this evening. What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the ordinary alphabet? The Christmas alphabet has no L. Oh, even on Christmas I don't write them and they're bad. Ooh, and Bing is just about finished. How great. I hope everybody has had a marvelous, fantastic Christmas morning so far. I got some tequila chilled to go with the show. So without much else further ado on this bright and sunny Christmas morn, I think the news said it's supposed to get close to 70 today. Wow, California temps. Let's make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday and continue the Christmas tunes because it is Christmas after all. I got some Elton John and some 38 special for you in this first set.
To stay as now.
it's the Jingle Bell Rock. And if you were lucky enough to get over to Romika Designs before the Christmas break, and you could have got yourself some of them ornaments that really rocked. But nonetheless, go check out Romika Designs. They've got the phone stand. They've got the cutting board. They got all kinds of stuff. That's over at RomikaDesigns.com. All right, so today is pretty much a continuation of yesterday's Rock Friday. Hopefully I didn't burn everybody out with the, you know, two flavors of Christmas songs. But since today is Christmas, I'm continuing with the Twisted and the Regular. Now, this very next song I have, I probably should put it with somebody else, but it's already with this other song. But it's for one of the very special listeners who got a brand new sweater that had exactly what this song has lost. And let's get to a couple of Twisted Christmas songs to the tunes. This one's for you, hon. You'll know it when you hear it. Oh, wait a minute. What? I didn't push that. That's not what I played. Ooh, I hate when the computer does this kind of stuff. See, that's not supposed to play until that whole other set. It just jumped that whole set. Don't you just love doing a radio like this? Okay, let's see. And the funny thing is, I know the song is in there. And I lost. See, now there it is. Now I put it right in. Ah! It's refusing to play it. Why is that? One of my hard drives is messing up. That's the second song that it just skipped right over. Oh, ooh, frustrating. Why isn't it letting me play my song? It's right there. And if I double click, I put it right in the thing. So we jumped Andy Williams. They're okay, it jumped over him. What's the other song that it has skipped? Oh, Arrogant Worms, that one I'm not worried about, that one had, but why isn't it playing? Ah, it refuses to play your song. I'm sorry, Miss Linda, that whole set. I wonder if sometimes my external hard drives do their own little cock-a-poo-tinky thing on their own, and they won't play even though I put it in the ready queue. It's bummer. All right, so let's open it this way, because I think that's where both those songs are. Maybe that's why it wasn't doing it. Now, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Nope, it skipped the third song. Goodness gracious. It screwed up this whole set. All right, let's see. What did I have before Johnny Mathis? Now I don't even know, because it skipped right over it. So let's do a Johnny Mathis traditional song, since it skipped both my Twisted songs. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas to the tune. Shucks.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolphin will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, a sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas,
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 Christmas.
Wow, that is so weird. It skipped both those songs that I wanted, and then it disappeared the one that was supposed to play with Johnny Mathis. And do you think I had it written down so I would remember which Christmas song it was? Oh, Lord, no. Not even remotely close. But I do know I can do this one because one each Mr. Rusted Lugnuts' birthday is in just a couple of days. And I know some other people, too. So here's a song for everybody.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gives them laughter due with bounds. We let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take?
But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Bill, Cramden, Stanley,
Zipper,
good.
Frank, Skippy, the
Dickie, Bob,
starts with when the weather is nice.
Leprechaun, Rusty Lugnuts of Off Track fame, who I think they're doing a show on this Boxing Day. It'll be Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern if they are. That's right. That's Off Track Syndicate right here on Mojo 50. Happy birthday there, Mr. Rusted Lugnuts, upcoming. And, well, it is the anniversary of my very first eviction. And guess what? I leveled up. I'm still here, or at least as far as I can tell. A few more shots than I might not be. Oh, my goodness. I wish I knew what other song that was that I had in there all primed and ready to go. But nope, I don't know. And it was a good one. I mean, it was a traditional Christmas song. It wasn't Bing Crosby. It wasn't Blue Christmas. But it was a good one. And well, let's see if it'll let us do this next set of Twisted Christmas tunes. How about a double shot of Bob Rivers, Women's Underwear, and Chipmunks Roasting. Let's see if they'll play.
The wife is missing, didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, shade and join the parade, walking around in women's
chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes, yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh.
Hey, look him up.
And every hungry child is gonna spy and so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. And listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks because they're oh so tiny and ain't much meat upon them.
What about animal rights, Dave?
Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes, from chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew. I'm not really sad that it ended this way. Furry chipmunks, screw you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin? Melvin!
Why, I'm sorry, Dave. Did you want Melvin? There's plenty of Thagador left, though.
Oh, that's definitely twisted. Twisted, I tell you. Definitely twisted. But hey, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas. And, excuse me. Ooh, got stuck in my throat there. You know, if you don't want roasted chipmunks, what you can do is go to preparewithmojo50.com. That's right. That's preparewithmojo50.com and get you some freeze-dried grub from my Patriot Supply that don't got no Theodore in it. I'm quite certain you can forego the Theodore with a barbecue sauce if you go to preparewithmojo50.com. Don't you know? Oh, my goodness. I have fun with those twisted Christmas songs. I still am perplexed and frustrated as to why Santa, the song that I had about Santa, didn't play. But I'll send it to you, Linda, anyway. Let's see. I'm looking at the clock. We did the spot. I wonder what time it could be.
Romper, bomper, stomper, boo, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
I don't know. Are you guys having fun at play? It's Christmas Day, so I would say, hey, yeah. Let's see, we got Bob and Jen and Allie and Chet and Robert and Danny and Timmy and Klopp and Eric and Peyton and Ethan too. There's Lynn and Jamie. Hi, sweetie. She said she'd pop in a time or two. There's Debbie and Linda, my favorite gals. Sorry about the song, hon. And there's Sarah. Can't forget Sarah. There's Brad and David and my cousins Vicky and Cheryl and Nettie and Gina and Marlene. And there's one each of Miss Heather. And there's the Beaver who will be on. Let's see. It's 1, 2, 3. She comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern. So in just 4 short hours, you get Damn It with Beaver. And be sure to get in on the contest to see when she's going to cry. Send it in. Only one per customer. I teased her the other day and sent in like 27. I went in 5-minute increments, but you can't do that. And I can't. I mean, I'm a host, so I couldn't win anyway. I was just giving her grief. She said, "You're the reason why people have disclaimers." I went, "Well, yeah, guilty as charged. I'm old. I'm gray. Get off my lawn. I get to be that way." Let's see who else is there. There's Diana and Mojo Jedi and Jennifer and Mike and Becca and Kim Gummy, Jack Hole and Jack Hole Lazarus and Jason and Carla and New York Crafting and Farmer and Audrey and Rick and Kathy and Chelsea and Knights That Say Knee. And there's Magneto and Jason and Rob and Emily and Fred. And I'm sure I have forgotten a few of you just off the top of my head. Oh, what can I say? I try to get everybody covered who likes to tune in and catch the show. All right. So without much further ado. I put deodorant on this morning, so I shouldn't be. How's about some real tunages? I've got Katie Lang and Sia. It's S-I-A. One of the gals wanted to hear her, so I went, okay, we'll play her. And it's Every Day is Christmas. To the tunes, we have Gone Some Moe, I think.
Secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and cut your hair. And from your lips she drew hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I've seen this room and I've walked the floor. Used to live alone before I knew you. But I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Our love is not a victory march, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cold and broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You know what you want by your side? You want a new pillow from MyPillow.com. That's right, MyPillow.com. And if you go to the website there, MyPillow.com, you know, that's Mr. Mike Lindell's website. Let's see, you scroll over about three boxes, down about three boxes, and it says Radio Specials. And you click on that, and that lets you in the portal. There's the bell for all kinds of goodies at super reduced savings. When you need it, use the promo code Mojo50.com. That's right. That's Mojo50.com. And it'll save you some dough while you're over there at My Pillow. Ooh, they got mattress toppers. They got pillows. They've got robes and slippers and towels and sheets and all kinds of spiffy, nifty treats. So get on over to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Mojo50. Let's see, it's a Rock'em Sock'em Saturday, Christmas edition. Merry, Merry Christmas, everybody. And we've been doing, you know, regular songs, silly songs. That wasn't a bad set. That Every Day is Christmas, that was pretty good. How's about Shirley Temple is the one that sings this one. And then the one after it is from the Kids Sing. So a pair of kids in this set. And it should make you chuckle, I do believe, to the tunes.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. With a penny slug, somebody snitched on me.
There's something
And you have a very Merry Christmas. It has been. It's been a great birthday, great Christmas. It's doing superb. Are you guys having fun with the tunes? I'm having fun with the tunes. But there's more tunages to go. Oh, I've got some more cuties. Let's see, what have we got? Oh, everybody's classic and everybody's requested Hippopotamus. And to go with it, a dinosaur. So how about some Gail Peavy and some Bob Brown? We'll get to another set right here on this Christmas Day. Two to tunes. Or tunes. Play. Play. Play, play. Oh, play.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping. Standing there, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Christmas comes, I don't want a bike or toys and things that other kids like. I don't want a cat or a Labrador. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Like the Tyrannosaurus Rex or the Brontosaurus with the big long necks. Santa, won't you please ensure that you bring me a dinosaur.
Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Old as a million years or more. At least as tall as the second floor. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. With bloodshot eyes and a giant jaw. One to keep forevermore. Santa, bring me a dinosaur.
I'll take it to obedience school and show it how to swim in the swimming pool. Build it a bed on a ton of straw if you bring me a dinosaur. I'll teach it lots of games to play and promise I'll walk it every day on a leash that'll keep in the kitchen drawer if you bring me a dinosaur.
Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Old as a million years or more. Leashed as tall as the second floor. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. With bloodshot eyes and a giant jaw. One to keep forevermore. Santa, bring me a dinosaur.
saber-tooth tiger wouldn't be bad. But how'd I explain it to me mum and dad? They'd make me send it back for sure. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. One that likes to chase a ball and comes to me every time I call. If it's not against the law, Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Santa, bring me a dinosaur, old as a million years or more, at least as tall as the second floor. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Santa, bring me a dinosaur with bloodshot eyes and a giant jaw, one to keep forevermore. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Santa, bring me a dinosaur, old as a million years or more, at least as tall as the second floor. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Santa, bring me a dinosaur with bloodshot eyes and a giant jaw, one to keep forevermore. Santa, bring me a dinosaur.
I hadn't heard that one before. That's cute. It's kind of an earworm. Santa, bring me a dinosaur. Dee dee doo da da dee dee dee. I think that's cute. I thought it was. I wonder, does American Pride or Roasters, do they have dinosaur coffee? No. I know the boys for my Christmas present got sent some dinosaur dew. Carbolites, yes, definitely. Petrified dino ado. That's funny. All right, let's see. 5, 6. We only got about 70-ish minutes or so. All right, let's hurry up and get some more songs in. There's a couple that we got to play. This one is a must for Christmas. To the tune.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the
Oh, can't have Christmas without Snoopy. Oh, by the clock, we're down to about 4 minutes. Goodness gracious, we're running out of time fast on this Christmas day. Here's another classic that I was told I needed to play. Oh, wait a minute. Stop, stop, stop. Nope, that's not the one. Where did Dominic go? I clicked on Dominic. It's supposed to be Dominic. Ooh, that one hard drive is killing me. Let's try this again. Dominic. No, Dom. Dom. D-O-M, not D-O-N. Dom. And Dominic the Donkey by Alu Amante. Let's try this again. Ah. It's not going to play it. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to... Hard drives, when they decide to go left field, they really do. Okay, 3 minutes. How's about some Trans-Siberian Express? And then as we get close, I'll come in and say goodbye. Trans-Siberian Express. We started it yesterday, but didn't get to finish it. Let's try again today. Thank you, one and all, for tuning in on this Christmas Day. I hope you have a fantastic holiday. Remember, stay happy, stay healthy, above all, stay true to yourself. Thank you all for tuning in on this Christmas, birthmas day of mine. Have a great one, and we'll do it all again next week, my friends. Back to the tunes.
Mojo 5-0.